Forsake foolishness and live. Welcome to Proverbs Every Day. My name is DJ Eshelman, and it is good to be in wisdom's house this morning and not the house of the foolish. But we're going to learn about both of those today as we read through Proverbs 9, the way of wisdom and the way of the foolish. That's what this is going to be talking about today. But let me pray for you really quickly, and then we will get into this chapter. Father God, thank you that you don't hide things from us, that you make it so that we can see if we are willing. And so this morning, I ask, Father, that you work on our willingness to see, that you would break through any distractions or challenges that we have going on, and just be able to take 15 or so minutes and just focus in on your wisdom and your messages for us this morning. Lord, we love you and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's get it going.
It's time for Proverbs Every Day. Words of wisdom show you the way. Every month a whole new look, different version of the book, reading the whole chapter.
All right, Proverbs 9, reading from the Modern English Version. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. She has killed her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also furnished her table. Okay, so what's going on here? So we are building a contrast between the way of wisdom and the way of the adulteress. So basically, yeah, we had a longer introduction to wisdom, but this is kind of the answer to chapter 7. She has sent out her maidens. She cries out from the highest places of the city, "Whoever is simple, let him turn in here." As for him who wants understanding, she says to him, "Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness and live. Go in the way of understanding." I like this. "He who reproves a scorner gets shame for himself, and he who rebukes a wicked man gets hurt. Do not reprove a scorner, lest he hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you." This is repeated a lot in Proverbs for very good reason. "Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach just a man, and he will increase in learning." This is something that I've been pondering for the last several hours, actually, as I am prepping some things of who to focus in on a little bit more. And there is a notion of, if no one else is teaching, who will teach? And the answer is someone less qualified. That is the hard thing to answer. This is a conviction that I had going on not quite a year ago, but that was something that stood out at a conference I was at. In fact, I keep it on the side of my desk here, actually, my notes from this. Well, in this case, what the quote actually was, "If you don't ask for the money, someone less qualified will." But I've kind of adapted that to saying, if a qualified teacher doesn't appear, the less qualified one will. And so that's the whole notion of when the student is ready, the teacher will appear is kind of along that lines. And so that's kind of my quandary right now is do I spend the effort to basically equip the next teachers? I don't know. It's still in flux, but that is an encouraging word for me. That's why I highlighted it in green. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied, and the years of your life will be increased. If you're wise, be wise for yourself, but if you scorn, you alone will bear it. That's, I think it was last month, I talked about a bit of a science behind this, that it is interesting that science is actually bearing this, that when people are calm, collected, acting in wisdom, less stressed, they actually do live longer, is what they're finding. So, just saying. Now the way of foolishness. So it's saying foolishness here. This is kind of interesting. So we have this other character that's basically emerging in this edition. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and she knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house and on a seat in the high places of the city to call those who pass by to go right on their way. She says the same thing. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And as for him who lacks understanding, she says to him, stolen waters are sweet and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. In other words, instead of answering in a way that's enriching to the person, she's saying, let's take. But he does not know that the dead are there and that her guests are in the depths of the grave. So obviously this is a much shorter proverb today, but it tells us what we need to know as far as how to make these choices. And it's actually right here. So this part is the same, but the stolen water, and by the way, stolen waters are sweet and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. There's other translations that will call her the adulteress, not just the foolish woman. So it's kind of a back and forth here, but what we'll see here with that is that the notion is that, it's okay to cheat. And so whether that's, you know, sexually or whatever, that's what this is saying, is that it's okay to do that. And so that's kind of how we know the call here. So that is the foolish one that's saying this, that it's like, hey, it's okay. We can do this other stuff. It's okay. And then what she says, what wisdom says is, as for him who wants understanding, that's kind of a key. She says, come eat of my bread. Not stolen bread is sweet. Drink of the wine that I have mixed. Let me just highlight this part and we'll do that blue. So she's inviting to eat what she already has. What this other woman is saying is that we should take it from others. And then we should eat it in secret. Let's be secretive about it. So when you're choosing who to listen to, you can kind of look at the, like they give themselves away, right? One is, hey, you know what? I'm going to teach you. It's not going to be easy, but I'm going to teach you. It'll have rebuke and it'll have reproof, but this is what the wise need. The foolish person is saying, oh, no, you're okay how you are. You know, you don't have to improve. You don't have to do any of that. In fact, we should go take from other people what they have, and that'll be okay. We're justified in that. Does that sound like people you hear today? Does that sound like anybody maybe you know? So obviously I'm not going to encourage you to call them out in the comments, but you can just say, yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down, Deej. Yeah, you can say things like that. That's absolutely fine. But if there are other observations you have about this, feel free to share them in the comments. Much shorter edition today. And I don't think I have a song for this one. This is one that I was actually trying to make where you have two women that are kind of duking it out musically, but I never really got it to work the way I wanted it to. And unfortunately today I don't have time to do that, but maybe someday. All right. Well, I tell you what, I'll let you go for the day. Be blessed by the best and then go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. You know what? Actually, go ahead and take the next few minutes as reflection time. I think we do have some extra time, so feel free to do that. We'll put on some tunes for you and let you have that extra planned on time to have some reflection time this morning. How about that? All right. Bye, y'all.
Before the earth was made, wisdom stood tall, knowing every step through the rise and the fall. In the pages of Proverbs, secrets unfold, revealing a treasure more precious than gold. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day. A proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise.
It takes wisdom to get paid, to walk the right way, to make the right choices every single day.
From the dawn of creation to the hustle and grind, Proverbs light the path for a clear state of mind. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise. Get wise. Proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Why shouldn't I? Men shouldn't pay. Shut your lips like a vice. Show people your wise. Get wise. Open your eyes, read a chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness arise. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise. In every verse there's a lesson to learn, spark of truth in every turn. So take a moment, let the word sink in. With every chapter, let the journey begin.
read a chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness arise, get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way, get wise.